This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
There's a poem that I've kept in my Bible so long. I mean, you can see it's worn, the paper's worn, it's yellowed. I've had it in my Bible probably for 30 years. It's the only written prayer that I have in my life that I use or just keep, because I don't write out prayers. But I want to use it today as I close, because for me it captures all of the message today about not depending upon riches, not making judgmental statements about money in people's lives, not making wealth the criteria for where people sit in your life, where you allow people to approach you in your life. And we all do that. It was a prayer that was found on the body of a Confederate soldier during the Civil War. No name is attached to it. Been passed down since the 1860s. But it's a prayer that speaks to me more than any other written prayer I've ever read in my life. I want you to listen to it. I asked for strength that I might achieve. The Lord made me weak that I might obey. I asked for health that I might do great things. The Lord gave me grace that I might do better things. I asked for money that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men, but I was given weakness that I might feel the need for God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life, but I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I received nothing that I asked for, all that I hoped for. My prayer was answered. Listen to that last line again. I received nothing that I asked for, all that I hoped for. My prayer was answered. Folks, heaven isn't based on what you own. And I don't automatically assume that because a man or woman has a lot of things that, you know, they're living right. They could be living very wrong. Any more than I assume that if a poor person is poor, they're living wrong or living right. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what's in the heart, a man's heart or a woman's heart. Look at your heart today. Do a little heart self-examination. Am I a person who has evil thoughts? Do I make judgments about people spiritually based on their income, based on their dress, based on the jewelry they wear on their arms or necks or wherever? We're not to make those judgments, because James just says it plain and simple: do not show favoritism. And then in that last verse, if I could bring that up, verse 9, but if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. That's an interesting statement. If we show favoritism, we sin, bottom line. And all it takes for me to be a sinner and for you to be a sinner is the breaking of one law. The analogy that D.L. Moody used to use was this: if a man's hanging over a cliff holding onto a chain of 10 links, how many links in the chain need to break before he falls to his death? One. It's all that has to happen. He doesn't have to have 3 links or 5 links break, only one link. And so it is, if I violate the law according to James in one area, I'm a lawbreaker. In the next passage that we'll study next week, he mentions the sin of murder and the sin of adultery and mentions other sins and said, if we commit one sin, we're guilty of violating the entire law. That's why we need Jesus. You need Jesus not to make you a better person. You need Jesus because of forgiveness. You don't need Jesus in your life just so you'll be a better father and husband. You need Christ in your life so you can be forgiven. So do I. So does the person sitting next to you. That's the reason we need him. He's the only hope of forgiveness. He's the only hope of life in a dying world. He's the only hope in poverty. He's the only hope in wealth, because he is hope. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Let's pray to him right now.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.